This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 148 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stufko.
What's up, guys? What's up, TK148? Who we got?
Hell yeah, man. We've got Michael Morelli.
Morelli fit.
Yeah, someone I've been kind of just checking out what he's been doing the last couple of years. I really love my favorite food, sweet potato.
There you go.
Sweet potato guy. Makes sense. But he's doing some great things in the fitness industry, doing it his own way. And he's really just, you know, found his little niche. And he's really just bringing some great information to a lot of people.
The information is quality. His content is quality. His work ethic. He's only been in the game less than, I think, around 5 years. So there's different levels to Morelli. You could look at it from the physical content, but also how he's been able to expedite that learning curve, create a brand, and make huge splashes in this fitness and wellness industry.
Yeah, hell yeah. Another Arizona guy, actually, which is quite interesting. Arizona and Jersey just seems like the two real spots in America, just doing really big waves in that fitness industry.
It's interesting, yeah, because you got the Jersey guys with the strength. You know, the weather kind of, you're in more because it's cold and rainy, yeah. But then the Arizona dry heat sort of thing, so that space suits well with wellness because now you're outside in the outdoorsy sort of activities, so it's only natural. We went for a while with a lot of New Mexico boys, yeah, when we were doing a lot of the fighters.
A lot of strength side with Ohio, and then you kind of
thanks to Louie.
You know, the kind of like yoga sort of, different sort of, in kind of California, it's kind
yeah.
of like, not hippie, but what's the word that you're kind of using for it?
Open thinkers, free thinkers. You got a lot of yogis, you got a lot of meditation.
Yeah, sort of style.
Yeah, you know, a little mix of fitness and spirituality blended in with a fusion of personal development.
Yeah.
So it's very important to, you know, and we don't want to typecast any of our guests. You know, at the end of the day, these people coming from all different parts of the world all have the same intent of wanting to help people. And it's just interesting, though, to look back and see those similarities and differences of the topography where they're from.
Yeah, hell yeah. But it's another great episode coming ahead. Before we get everyone on, guys, just a big thank you for tuning into the show. Starters, for subscribing and leaving any 5-star reviews. And the biggest thing you can do for us is just tell your family and friends. It helps us grow.
Tell all of your friends. Share the episodes. Give us some feedback. That's how we're going to grow as well. We appreciate you and keep supporting.
Yeah, easiest thing to do. Maybe if you've got Facebook, Twitter, or Insta, tag us. Johnny, you're at Johnny Stufko.
Johnny Stufko. You know where to find me, guys. Insta, Facey, Twitter, YouTube, red button, Johnny Stufko. I love you for it.
Hey, I'm Tristan Cannell, or Tristan Cannell Fitness across my line. So tag us in. We'd love to continue to talk. And
that's what we do,
it's
right?
It's great that if we have an impact on your lives, that's what we kind of are doing it for. So please share with the experiences and maybe some of the different feedback and what you're getting out of the show. It'd be fantastic.
Excellent. We need that to grow.
Hell yeah. Guys, well, without further ado, here is Michael Morelli. All right, guys, our special guest is Michael Morelli. Michael is a fitness and health expert who has helped over 300,000 men and women. He's the founder of Morelli Fit,
creator of the Detox Organics. While in April, he recently released his book, The Sweet Potato Diet. We're very excited to welcome Michael Morelli. Michael, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to bringing some heat.
Excellent, Michael. We love the energy. Can we get this started with sharing a little bit about what Morelli Fit is, maybe the intent behind your brand, and who your brand's for?
Yeah, absolutely. So 4 years ago, I was in my mom's basement, literally after bankruptcy and divorce, with an iPhone and a dream. And I remember that very clearly. My mom thought it was a joke at the time, but I recorded my first YouTube video. I was going back and forth. I pushed publish, and no one was watching, so there were no views and no likes and, like, crickets, right? Kept consistent with it, and then this thing called Instagram hit, and I saw trainers, I saw things going on. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to be a part of that. Now, mind you, this was after I had my own transformation. I lost about 27 pounds in 113 days. I went from about 185 pounds in 25% body fat down to 148. I'm a little guy, a little frame, but I saw my abs for the first time, and I'm like, you know what? If I can do this, I can show other people how. With that in mind, I'm like, well, hey, all I've got is a good story. I need to be credible. I need to, like, you know, get some certification. So over 5 months previous to that very first YouTube post, I did five certifications. CPT, CrossFit L1, RKC, some stuff at OPEX. And then I just springboarded into the fitness space, really. And it was value-driven content. I stayed consistent with it. And, you know, now we're, you know, over 4 million followers across all those social media platforms. I've got a multitude of brands. We have a book that I just launched, obviously, which we'll get into. And then a really high-end supplement line. So that's the key for me. You know, if you look at my protein, it's five ingredients. There's no sucralose, there's no dyes, there's no fillers, there's no soy, there's no gluten. It's non-GMO, it's grass-fed whey. BCAAs, there's no sucralose, there's no fillers, there's no junk, there's no gunk. Everything is really, really, really clean. And if you look at what's out there, the reason why I created this was because I felt that there was a need to up the ante to bring clean supplements into the world. And, you know, for those of you guys that are listening, you know, you're putting these clean foods in your body, you're training really, really hard, but then what are you doing? You know, most of us are, or were, going to supplements that had all these chemicals in it. And it's like, well, why don't you take as much you know, thought and, you know, sort of, can't really, the word I'm looking for is lost, but like you're spending so much time thinking through the foods and all of those things. Like, spend that much time when you're looking and you're assessing your supplements. So in a nutshell, that's been the last 4 years of my life, and it's been great, and I'm really excited to dig in here, guys.
Yeah, Michael, let's talk a little bit about, let's go back and open up the YouTube channel for a second, because it sounds like from the story, you started there and you just kept doubling down. You got some momentum going for you and your brand started to take off. So we're kind of inundated, you know, our industry, the fitness industry. If there's new coaches listening out there and they're like, what do? I got to start Instagram. I have to have a Twitter. I have to have a Facebook. I got to do a YouTube. When you got your YouTube off the ground, and you said it took you a while to gain traction. For people listening, what sort of things would you recommend them to do if they're trying to get that YouTube kickstarted?
Well, first thing, right, is you have to be yourself. Like, you know, vlogs, everybody's doing a vlog right now, it seems, and they're, you know, doing these challenges and these dares, and they're, like, eating chicken nuggets on camera. Like, there is enough of that right now. Mm. Be you, be authentic, be transparent, and figure out a way to bring your life into what you do. That is, like, the biggest piece of advice. Now, I don't have a ton of traction on YouTube. I started there quickly, transitioned over to Instagram because that's where the traction was. And if you look at my Instagram, I've got like six pages and, you know, 3 million of my followers are there. And so, you know, YouTube took a backseat, and still to this day, it's not my number one driver. It's, you know, I love it. I think it's great. But again, right, if you have a focus, the focus for me is Instagram. The focus for me is you know, Facebook Lives. And so, like, you can't be everywhere unless you're Gary Vee and you've got a great big, you know, you got a great big staff.
Is it fair to say then you would tell the young coach listening to choose one? Because we get, Tristan and I get that a lot. You know, we get a lot of emails, and it seems like with all the, there's a lot of chaos going on in social media, and I think a lot of people are struggling on which way, when they're getting started, to go after it.
I think you do 75% on one, and then I think you split 25% up into maybe the next two. And the key for us is, like, to get really good at repurposing. Now, I've got a big team, not as big as Gary Vee's by any means, but I've got lots of support. I've got a social media person. I've got two video guys. I'm going to go into that. But, you know, I've got a team, and so we are spread out. We get touches every single, you know, on every single platform. But the key is to repurpose, right? If you're creating that vlog or you're creating that big piece, then it's chopping that up and dispersing it on the other platforms so that it's relevant for the other platforms. That's the key, right? Because what's relevant for, you know, Facebook isn't necessarily relevant for Twitter and Instagram and so forth. So you really have to understand who your demographic is on that specific platform. And I'll give you a really quick example, and then we'll dig into some other things. Snapchat versus my Instagram, right? On Instagram, they want more high-intensity interval training, that kind of a thing. On Snapchat, what we found is they want more weights, more strength work. And so we stick to strength workouts, weight training on Snapchat, while on Instagram, it's more high-intensity interval training / bodyweight stuff.
Interesting. Yeah. How much time a week do you have a devoted day to content creation, Michael?
We do. We have 2 days where we film, and we basically batch all of the stuff that we're doing with regards to, you know, recipes, workouts, and bigger campaigns, supplement campaigns, etc. And then I'm just filling in the gaps in between.
Yeah, you mentioned Gary Vee a couple times already, Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, he stopped by the show before. Is this one of these guys that because people always say if you want to get to the next level, you got to see where you're, you know, the people are doing above you. Is this one of these people that you follow, or you know, what's your opinion on him?
So I don't have time to really, you know, watch the videos and watch the content. I do follow Gary Vee. I think his team is amazing. I think his message is great. I think, you know, his approach and the content is fresh. It's always changing. And he's got lots of eyeballs, of course. And he continues to grind. He continues to do that. I think he's a great follow. I think there's a lot to learn. I think it could also be very overwhelming for somebody because it's like, well, he's everywhere. And where should I go? And what should I do? Because it's just me in my mom's basement, for example. I mean, at one time, I was doing all my editing. I was doing all my email. I was doing all my blogs. And when you're there, it's really hard to look at somebody like Gary Vee and say, okay, he's got this great big team, but I've got one person. So where should I focus? And what should I double down on?
Yeah, interesting. Michael, how reflective are you, you know, before when you came back with your backstory, you mentioned about being in your mom's basement, and you know, that wasn't that long ago, it was only 5 years ago. Are you very reflective of where your past was and where you are now?
Yes, not enough though. And I think that, you know, that's a really, really good question for your listeners. It's really important to reflect because we're in the hustle and bustle, and you know, we're choosing to grind and achieve and really drive. And sometimes we forget how far we've come. Because we're, let's face it, we're comparing ourselves to others in the space and, you know, all of those things that sort of, you know, infiltrate the mind. I don't do it enough. And I'll tell you, the people around me do it often. You know, my team, like, hey, Michael, like, listen. And a good example is this is about 3 years ago, I did a YouTube video on the supplements that I was taking at the time. And I remember there was Extend and there was a protein in there, and at the time I was taking Quest bars. I don't eat Quest bars anymore just because they're not clean enough. You know, we're all on a journey, and they're just not clean enough for me. But I remember that, and he pulled up that video, screenshotted a picture, and if you go to my Instagram, it's a before and an after, but it's a before and after showing the supplements that I used to take, which was a conglomerate of what the industry had and what I thought was the best at the time. And now fast forward 4 years, my own stack of all the stuff that I used to take, but just done really, I mean, far, far better than anybody's doing it.
So what would you say, you know, Tristan said, you know, it was only 5 years ago, you know, your progression, which isn't, you know, it's not a long time. Looking back, what would you say though, Michael, the point of difference has been for you? Is there something that you could give, you know, the listeners, you know, the coaches at home maybe some advice on that you could look back and you're like, oh, that was really important. You know, I'm glad I did that.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of ways we could go with that. I think, first of all, we're all on a journey. And it's really important to understand that it is your journey and you can manipulate it and take control of it. It's about right effort and action. And, you know, those are things that Gary Vee preaches, I know. But looking back, as you grow, if you're growing a business and you decide that that's the way you want to go, it is very important that you communicate your vision and your values, your core values, as you bring people on, because it's important that they speak the same language. And I'll tell you, there's so much wasted time and so many things that we've done where I look back and I say, gosh, if I would have just communicated my values and my visions a little more clearly, that would have been done a little bit better in my eyes or a little bit more efficiently in my eyes. So right out of the gate, it's important to really start assessing the vision and your core values. I mean, really when, you know, from the time that we're really, really young and as we grow, like we have a set of core values. Some of it's as family and some of it is the you know, the financial piece and, you know, bringing, you know, healthy foods into the world. So what are your values? And just making sure that that is in with your messaging, but more importantly, in with those who you surround yourself with so they can communicate your vision too.
Yeah, Michael, that's a great word, vision. And, you know, before we got on the show, you actually asked us what our vision was for our show. So now just turning it back on you, what's the vision for the Morelli Fit brand?
So in a nutshell, so I get asked all the time, what do you do, Michael? What is Morelli Fit? And in its simplest form is we help men and women all over the world look and feel their best faster, right? So for me, it's about simplifying the fitness puzzle, whether it's fat loss or lean muscle gains. It's simplifying that because what I found after helping 300,000 people is that there's roadblocks and there's barriers, and pretty much the roadblocks and barriers are consistent across the board. So if I can attack and really simplify and help you break through the roadblocks, the time constraints and the excuses, but then also get you results really, really fast, you're all in, because what happens after you get results is you look in the mirror and your body changes, your mental health changes, that creates momentum, that turns into more action, and then it starts to cascade. And pretty soon you have this lifestyle, and that's the Morelli Fit way. That's the lifestyle. It's simplifying things, creating really, really quick results, but then bringing in the mindset component to help you endure and embrace that throughout the rest of your life.
Michael, there's a post going around last week on Facebook. It was about the fitness industry. I wish I could remember who wrote the article, but it was about how coaches are allowing young, you know, people in their 20s ruin the fitness industry. And basically the heartbeat of the article was about these astronomical, what's the word I'm looking for? These coaches online, these Instagram figures basically standing as coaches with these huge followings. And I've noticed, you know, the longer Tristan and I do this show, when I asked this question a year and a half ago, I got a different answer. And it's interesting how our industry is evolving. What's your opinion on the person who has a huge following, stands behind the title as a coach, but, you know, really maybe doesn't have credentials or maybe not putting the best content or the best value out there?
It's short term, right? I mean, you can only play the game for so long before you're exposed. And we don't have to name names, but people are being exposed. You know, the thing that irks me the most is like the health and wellness of other people is not, and I hope, it's not a fucking game. Like, let me just say it like it is, right? Yep. Like, if you're talking about the health and wellness of other people and you're a coach and you're recommending things and doing things that are putting people at risk, that I have a problem with. You know, and the reality is that those people will be exposed over time. And for me, I stay in my lane. The message is clear. The vision is clear. We're doing fitness in my mind and a lot of people's minds, you know, better than what's out there, because we care, because the message is congruent, because I'm living it, we're walking it, we're talking it, we're breathing it. And I just think it's a matter of time for those people. For me, I'm playing the long game. I've spent a long time on my formulations. It takes me 24 months just to get protein out because I'm not taking something off the shelf and slapping my label on it like a lot of the companies do. Like, it's my formula I taste it. I work with the scientists. I work with the formulation experts. And there's not a lot of that. So, you know, for me, I'm playing the long game, and it's only a matter of time, in my opinion, before those people start to fizzle out.
With your protein, could you share with everyone listening what separates your protein, this product, from maybe the competitors? What's your point of difference on that?
Yeah, so there are clean proteins. I mean, if you look at the industry, there are clean proteins. Now, it's funny because I just saw clean protein. It's actually a brand called Clean Protein, except they have artificial flavors and they have sucralose in it. That is not clean to me. So clean to me, I've got five ingredients. I can count them on one hand. And not just that, right? When you think clean protein, or you think something that only has five ingredients and it doesn't have anything artificial, you're like, well, that probably tastes like shit, right? We've actually found a way through lots of formulations and trials and back and forth to make something taste really freaking good and really be clean. So it's non-GMO. There's no soy. There's no gluten. There's nothing artificial in it. And it tastes, I mean, we have vanilla and chocolate. That's what we carry right now because that's what's working. But in and of itself, right, we can't create donut sparkle blast because you can't, there's you have to do artificial things if you're going to create a flavor that has, you know, donuts and blasts and, you know, Twinkies and all these crazy flavors that are out there that they're manipulating. Like, that's not natural. So we've got chocolate, we've got vanilla. We'll probably look to do like a mint or a strawberry. But again, it has to fall in line with, you know, really, really clean.
Hey, Michael, how do you continue to evolve in terms of education? Because, you know, you just spoke about, you know, mixing with scientists and, you know, building supplement brands and things like that. So I was just interested just to find out your own kind of self-development that you do.
Yeah, so I read a ton, more now in the mindset space than I do on nutrition and training. I've actually brought some people into my community. If you get into my private Facebook group, I've got a couple of people that are CSCS in there. I've got an expert herbalist in there. I've got a clinical nutritionist in there. And so I'm really leaning on experts. Like, I'm not the guy that knows everything. I'm the guy that understands what the market needs, understands real health, understands that, hey, if I create a supplement, my kids should be able to sip on it just like me. Like, my BCAAs, my son is 2 years old. He sips on BCAAs with me. He drinks my protein. He drinks my detox organics. Now, if you're consuming the stuff out there with sucralose and artificial flavors and all these chemicals, you shouldn't, that can't happen. And so it's just identifying these little opportunities in the market to take what's already out there and do much, much better.
Yeah, Michael, can you educate us a little bit? Because I know you've got a 2- and a 4-year-old, and you just mentioned your 4-year-old having BCAAs and protein. When is it safe for them to start consuming that sort of supplement?
So I'm certainly not saying that he supplements, right?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
I'm saying is I have BCAAs, and he comes to me, he's like, "Dada, you know, I want some BCAAs." And so okay. I have no problem giving him a sip of it, you know? But getting to that question, you know, I get questions all the time, 15, 16 year olds, and they're on all of this stuff. I can't even freaking believe it. Like, casein protein at night and regular protein during the day and BCAAs and pre-workout. Like, no. Like, if you're 15, you should be eating on your mom and dad's dime as much whole food, as much steak and sweet potatoes as you possibly can, chicken, whole foods. Like, that's what you should be doing. You should not be worrying about supplementation. Now, here's the thing. Is these trainers that you were talking about are shoving the shit down these kids' throats. And that is, again, a big issue for me. So for me, if you're not 18, we don't do meal plans for anybody that's younger than 18 unless they have a parent's permission. We're not selling supplements to people that are under the age. Like, we're very careful with that. And like I said, you know, I created a video on YouTube that speaks right to teenagers because I think that they're starting way too early.
Michael, share with us a little bit now about the sweet potato diet.
Ah, I thought you'd never ask. Yeah.
The elephant. So,
we were keeping you waiting.
Yeah, and yeah. I know you love sweet potatoes. You said that you make them two ways, and in the book, there's 45 recipes, wow. And we show you how to, you know, fry them in coconut oil. So you've got fries, you've got chips, you've got Ooh. Cubes, you've got twice baked, you've got stuffed, you've got, I mean, you name it, it's there. And so just getting back, so if I go back 2 years, we launched a custom meal planning service. So we do custom meal plans for everybody, you know, ages 18 to 65, 70 years old, even men, women, it doesn't matter, because their custom specific to you, it really just, we can cater to anybody. And so 2 years ago, I launched this service, and right out of the gate, we just absolutely crushed it. In the first 24 months, we've done 60,000 custom meal plans, like custom. Like, I've got a team of nutritionists and a dietitian on staff who work my carb cycle, my methodology to really customize, you know, meal planning and meal options. So 2 years ago, I launched this service, and I'm like, okay, this is, you know, I believe in carb cycling. I still do it to this day. And I thought to myself, how could I simplify carb cycling? What could I do to really simplify it? Like, not that it's really hard, but it's hard for the mom who's 45 years old that's never heard of it. It's hard for the dad who's runs a busy life and, you know, he's 35 and has never heard of it, maybe doesn't train. So I wanted to create something and really simplify it, and that's how I came up with the idea of the sweet potato diet. So really what I've done is I've simplified carb cycling. Again, going back to what I said about the vision for the organization, it's taking these really complex things, breaking them down and making them simple for everybody to follow. And that's what the sweet potato diet is. It's a carb cycle that uses the power of the sweet potato to really ignite fat loss. And you use and measure with your hand. So a palm is protein, fist is carbs, fist is veggies, and then you use your thumb as fats. And that's how you measure your food. There's no counting. There's no, you know, crazy, you know, dieting. It's not like a fad diet. Like, this is sustainable, and this is the way that I live.
And would you say that it's for, who's the sweet potato diet for? Is it for everyone?
I think it's for everyone. Yeah, I made that book, and I mean, I've got all walks of life that are following it, and it is, you know, it's like, get on the sweet potato diet, work that for 30, 60, 90 days, and then get on a custom meal plan, and your life is, like, changed forever. Like, I mean, people come in, and, like, it's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, on the sweet potato diet, you're talking, I got a guy that lost, a truck driver that lost over 100 pounds in a year. I mean, think about it, a truck driver, yeah. Right? I mean, you got to pack your food, time constraints, you're on the road. I've got three girls that have lost 60 pounds in 6 months. One of the girls, we just got the cover of Women's World magazine. She got the cover. And, you know, I can go story after story. I've got another guy that gained some lean mass, like 20 pounds in 3 months. So, like, all over the board, I've got stories and testimonials on that.
How many times a day do you eat sweet potato, Michael?
a lot. At 4 to 5. I'm probably doing about 30 ounces of sweet potato a day.
Is there a point, because we spoke to a gentleman named Dr. Tom Bellella, and mm-hmm. he does a lot of nutrition work and a lot of blood work and things like that, but he was just recommending, you know, after time that we do cycle in and out of our foods just so our body doesn't grow tolerant to it. In terms of that, have you had any issues in terms of having it on a day-to-day basis? Do you have to take a little break from it at all?
So I would absolutely agree with variety in your meats, in your carb sources, in your fats across the board. And in the book, right, so I have about 5 carb sources that I recommend that you could sub sweet potato in and out for. Okay. You know, you've got, you know, gluten-free rice cakes, you've got white rice, you've got steel-cut oats or gluten-free steel-cut oats and quinoa, right? So those are, you know, if you want to swap, that's fine. I, like I said, you know, 90, 95% of my carbs come from sweet potato. Occasionally I do some quinoa. Occasionally I'll do a gluten-free rice cake. But for me, I mean, I thrive on it. You know, that's really the only carb that I eat. I've never felt better. I've never looked better. And I'm 35, you know. So for me, I think varying is important. And I think that they should. But for, you know, like I said, for me, it's working. I mean, it's really working.
Yeah. Michael, you don't have to sell me on this, but let's just talk about one of our guys in the audience, someone that eats a hell of a lot of potato, for example. Why would they eat sweet potato versus just a normal potato?
So, especially in cases when you're choosing to lose body fat, right? So, sweet potatoes are lower glycemic. They're not going to spike insulin. And anytime you're choosing to drop body fat, right, it's important to manage your insulin. So, that's first and foremost. The other idea, or the other thing, is that it's chock full of nutrients. I mean, it's anti-cancer. It's got chock full of beta carotene, you know, vitamin content. So that's, you know, why I would swap. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't have white potato, But for me, from a health, from a purely health play, it is just, you know, leaps and bounds better.
When you released that book, did you get any, you know, talk a little bit about maybe the critics coming out of left field when you released the Sweet Potato Diet?
Yeah. You know, I'm laughing as I had a vegan rip it apart. and listen, like, if vegan is your, if you're a vegan and that's your choice, I'm totally cool with it. My philosophy is, no matter your paleo or your carb cycling or your vegan, my goal is to give you the information so you can live optimally no matter what you choose. And obviously, as a vegan, you're missing some critical things that you, that come from meat, you know, saturated fats and things you got to supplement if you're a vegan. But not to go too far down that rabbit hole, she ripped it apart. But it's so funny that she ripped it apart. The two things she went for is eggs. She's like, there's eggs in his recipes. And eggs cause, everybody knows, eggs cause cholesterol. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. As soon as I started that, I'm like, oh, my goodness. No. Okay. And then she went after bacon. She's like, then she went after bacon. Bacon is fat. Did you see? She's like, did you see what happens when you cook bacon and that fat? And that's going in your body. Oh, my God. And that's the two things that she said. She just ripped it apart with starting with those two.
What's up, guys? Be sure to pick up your free copy of Conversations with Champions. This is our free ebook, which is comprised of inspirational quotes from past guests that we've had on the show.
Get inspirational quotes from champions such as Evander Holyfield, Jonathan Thurston, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Larry Holmes, Mario Andretti, Anthony Mundine, Joe DeFranco, and many, many more.
To pick up your free copy now, just simply go to our website, www.divisionboardpodcast.com/ebook. Put your name and email in the slot. It takes about 10 seconds, and we'll send you the book directly to your inbox. Now back to the show. Michael, am
I
notes?
I didn't comment.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the question about the critics, I feel, because we more often than not hear about, you know, when things take off, we hear about the good side. So I appreciate you sharing that about the vegan criticism you took. But recently, so getting in the fitness industry for most people, like you said, you mentioned journey a few different times, which I'm a big fan of, just the word itself. And in my notes, it says you were once a magician. Is that true?
I was.
So the whole fitness thing, I started becoming a strength coach in my late 20s. And Tristan, you know, switched careers himself. For people listening at home, like, what advice would you give them if they want to take that leap?
As far as getting into the fitness space?
Or even any career. Like, maybe, you know, was it a calling for you personally? Like, when you switched careers, was it something that you always wanted to do, just never got around to it?
Well, here's the thing. No, I didn't always want to do fitness. I've been selling stuff like Gary Vee since I was 8, 9 years old. Started with baseball cards, then I worked at a flea market. I managed my dad's flea market business where I sold Asking on TV products. Then I opened my own, and I became a magician, and then I got so good that I opened my own, like, shop on the weekends at a Daytona flea market, which is in Florida. And, like, I'd go to school during the week like normal kids, and then I'd work Saturday, Sunday, and I'd make, like, $3,000 on a weekend at, like, 13, 14 years old, selling magic tricks. Like, it was like, that's at one point I was like, I'm gonna be David Copperfield. And I'm not quite sure, you know, going back, and people who follow me, they know my story, you know, drugs, I had a drug addiction at one point. It was really, really dark, and so things led me down the wrong path, and, you know, magic took a back seat. And then I opened another business in 2007, selling Asking on TV products. And as I mentioned, I went bankrupt and found myself back with my mom. And that's when fitness happened. But getting back to what you were saying about people and careers, I'll tell you what, you absolutely have to love what you're going to do. I mean, think about how many hours you spend in your career, whether it's sales or marketing or branding or as a teacher. Like, if you don't love it, man, that, you know, you fast forward 50 or 60 years old, and you don't like what you did for, like, you know, 10, 12, sometimes 15 hours a day. Like, for me, that is something to really take a look at. And I love what I do now. I love sales. You know, I'll be honest with you. I love sales. And now I get to sell the best in the world with regards to supplements and fitness solutions. And that, it's really easy for me because, you know, I've bought meal plans and I've bought other supplements, and I know what the customer service experience is for all these companies. And I just come in and improved it. And so it makes it really easy for me to do what I love, and that's sell.
Yeah. Sales is actually huge, because that's something that people struggle with, in terms of, like, people can create content, they can create, you know, good environments and things like that, but they struggle with sales. In terms of one or two maybe tips that you could give us today, what would they be?
Well, the people that suck at sales are selling shitty stuff, right? I mean, there's people that are really good at sales that still sell shitty stuff, but it's hard to sell stuff you don't believe in. You know, think about some of the things that you consume and take or talk about, like Apple. Like, for example, I could talk about Apple until you want me to go sell Apple. I'll sell Apple to everybody in the world, and everybody in the world doesn't need it because they already got it. But, like, you think about the customer experience. You think about when you open that package. You think about when you peel that first layer of film off, and then the whole experience, and that makes sales really, really easy. So for me, find something that improves the quality of lives and use it, and then just share your experience. And that's what, you know, we have an ambassador program. We just rolled out an ambassador program. In the first couple of weeks, we've already got 200 ambassadors. And it's really easy, because I just say, hey, listen, I don't want you to trick people. I don't want you to tell people things that aren't true. Just share your story. Like, all these ambassadors have come through the pipeline and have had major transformations with me. Like I said, 60 pounds, 100 pounds, 20 pounds, you name it. And their lives have forever been impacted, and now they're impacting their kids' lives. And I just say, go share that story, right? Let's not try to sell somebody. Let's just share our experience and share our story. I believe that lends itself to even better sales. And that's why we're so successful, is I just share my story.
Michael, how long did you do, like, in-person one-on-one training for?
6 months.
And then, so my next question is, was that your plan? And how did you leverage or, you know, go into the online space?
So after training people for about 6 months, now, you know, occasionally I'll train a friend or I'll train somebody. But, like, after that 6 months, I realized that the one-on-one thing, like trading hours for dollars and helping one person at a time. Well, I love, you know, like, after this, I've got FaceTime calls with about four or five people, individual people. And I love that. I don't want to say go away from that entirely. But I knew if I was going to create the impact in this world that I believe I'm capable of, it was going to have to happen in numbers and in the masses. I knew that training one person for an hour and seeing 10 people a day wasn't going to work. And that's when I, you know, started to take more interest in the online. I'll tell you, you know, I'm 35 years old, so I didn't grow up. I grew up with one of those big Mac, what do you call it, like the big square Macs that had no color. That was my first computer at like 15 years old or 14 years old. So I didn't grow up with the technology and the know-how that, like, my son and my daughter have playing with iPads and navigating through their iPad at like 2 years old.
Are you a big – do you do a lot of your marketing, email marketing?
Yeah, we do a ton of email marketing. And I'm writing those emails. I'm coming up with the articles and the campaigns. You know, we just did HIIT versus cardio and what's better. You can find that on my blog. We're doing workouts and recipes on my blog. So I come up with the overarching idea, the angles and the concepts. I bring that down to my team. They do the research, because a lot of our blogs are heavily researched now. They do all the research. We break it down into what has to happen in terms of assets to bring that article or that piece of content to the community via social media. That happens on a day. Then it comes to me and it's time to write an email. We write an email. Sometimes I'll do a Facebook Live, and then my team pushes it out to our social community.
Yeah. And building that email list is difficult. You know, Tristan and I both know that it can be a tedious process. What worked for you to build that and have it really take off?
I use Instagram primarily. So back 4 years ago, after YouTube and I got into Instagram, I had a guide that was called Fast Start Fat Loss, and it was a guide on how to drop body fat. And that's what I started with. I had, you know, for the first year, I didn't have anything to sell, and it was almost awkward when I launched my first product. I had to ask people for money, and I'm like, oh, it was sort of like this awkward thing. But that's what I used as a really powerful lead magnet and it was like, people were like, well, why did you give all that stuff away? Like, I don't want to give away all my best stuff. Give away your best stuff. Like, that is people are coming in and that's what they're going to see and experience first. Like, why wouldn't you want to give them your best stuff? And so I gave my best stuff away and people saw results. And I built a huge email list. I mean, we have over 300,000 people on our email list.
That's awesome. Michael, what do you do? Can you give us a few insights into how you're training at the moment?
Right now, it's hypertrophy, a little bit of strength, but mostly hypertrophy. So I'm doing body part splits. I've also incorporated some BFR training. Are you guys familiar with that? I would imagine you are. Blood flow restriction.
Yeah.
So I've recently started to incorporate that. So I did, give you an example. Legs was before I got on with you. I did legs. I started out with some back squats, went into some deadlifts, did some hamstring work, some cross lateral stuff, and finished with some BFR in the leg extension. And that was my workout. And then I finished with some calves. So that's what I did today. So it's pretty much body part, body part splits. A few touches on some high intensity interval training a week, a couple of touches with some lifts, and that pretty much sums up, what I do week to week on a training basis.
Yeah, that blood restriction stuff, that can be quite brutal. How what's your feedback on that?
So far, I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I'm actually one of my What are you going to say?
The pumps are quite just insane from what I've seen. Some of the guys at the gym that sometimes I strap them up for them, and some of the pumps I've seen are just unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, it is. It is. And so I'm partnering up with a guy named Kusha, and he's got a product called BFR bands. And I've tried a few prior to his, and I'll say his are the absolute best. The one I was using a tourniquet, is that what you call it? And, you strap it and it sort of snaps off and it's just not as good. So these are like thicker, but I've been experimenting with it now for about, a few weeks. And I absolutely love it. I only use it for my arms. I know you can use it. They say you can use it for other parts. I use it for my arms and I use it for legs. And outside of that, I haven't really found a use.
All right, Michael, we've hit the personality part of the interview. Johnny's got the first question.
Michael Morelli, for our fans listening at home who are having a bad day, what sort of advice would you give them to overcome that adversity?
Three things you're grateful for in the moment, right now. That is the antidote. If you're having a bad day, if you're angry or you're frustrated or you're afraid, the antidote, and this isn't mine, this is Tony Robbins, the antidote is gratitude. Attitude of gratitude always. And think about the things you can really be grateful for. I mean, there is a ton. We take things for granted. The things that happen naturally, we take for granted. So that's that's the antidote for that.
Yeah, man.
All right, Michael, back to your childhood. What posters did you have on your childhood bedroom wall growing up?
Magic Johnson.
Oh wow!
I was a big Lakers fan. My brother was a Bulls fan. I was a Lakers fan. When I was young, they battled championship after championship. So yeah.
Yeah, I liked AC Green on those Laker teams. But
he
was a ball player.
I will confess. I think I had Carmen Electra up there too.
Oh yeah. It'd be rude if you didn't. So Michael Morelli, if three of your closest friends were sitting at a table and you weren't in the room, what sort of things would they be saying about you?
I think that they would say that I'm generous. I think that they would say that I'm very to the point. I think that they would say that I lead with love. And that I'm fair.
That's awesome.
All right, Michael, you're going to be hosting a private dinner party. You've got 5 invites. Now, the only rules, no family or friends, but it can be anyone, dead or alive. Who are you inviting?
Oh, that's a really good question. Man, where was that in the notes? I'm just kidding. that's easy for me. So Elon Musk, for sure. Since you said dead, I'm drawing a blank. Steve Jobs, Tony Robbins. Let's see what else we got here. Some people are going to hate me for this, and it's not because I support him. It's just because I think he could add. I just think that what he would bring to the meal or to the conversation would be so much fun. I'd toss Trump in there.
Yep.
And let's see what else we got here. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, awesome. Nice one.
How about that for 5?
All right, guys, at home, get following Michael online. He's MorelliFit.com. Across all his social medias, he's at MorelliFit. Now, Michael, before I let you go, I need a recipe, my man. Give me one, give the audience one, and give it a good one.
So you want the sweet potato brownies?
Yeah, man. Do it.
One second. I've got a book in the back. I'm going to give it to you verbatim. Let's see here. One second. All right. Recipe. I know it's page 245 of the book because I have a pan of brownies every single week. So I go to 245, and here we go. It is 1 cup of mashed sweet potato, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of honey, 1/4 cup of coconut oil, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 cup of coconut flour, 1/3 cup of cacao powder, 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips. And if they go to sweetpotatodiet.com, the recipe is actually there. I share it there. It is to die for. Let me tell you, you won't want one of those shitty processed brownies ever again in your life.
Yeah, Michael, is that the best way for them to pick up the book on the website? Or is it also available maybe on Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon is the best way to get the book. If you go to sweetpotatodiet.com, there's some success stories there. There's a few there that they can go and check out. And then there's, there's a couple recipes there too.
Hey, Michael, man, thanks for stopping by and sharing the space with us. We appreciate you.
You guys rock. I'm excited for your podcast. It looks like there's amazing growth. Thank you for having me. I hope I provided some value to your listeners. And if there's anything I can do, don't hesitate to reach out. That goes for you. That goes for your community. We're very engaged on social media. So if they message me on social media, we're likely to get back to them.
Be careful what you wish for, mate. I'll be asking you for a recipe every day now.
Let's do it. Let's do it. You have my Twitter.
Thanks so much, Michael. Really appreciate your time. And let's do it again for sure, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have Take care. All right.
Johnny, Michael Morelli.
Bombs, man. I'm like I said, our age, and he really figured his path out in terms of growing that brand. And with him, it was how he identified his niche.
Yeah, and you don't have to do everything in your 20s. I think his testimony that, you know, he was on his mum's couch at 32 or whatever it was, and the life that he's built for himself now, great father figure. And he's doing some great things and just spreading some really good awareness about different things. And he left us with a classic little recipe.
You love the recipes, man. Your recipes are building up. You got the Pete Evans recipe. Algieri gave you one for the blueberry smoothie.
Yeah, Chris is coming back, so we might have to hit him up for another recipe. But I love it when, like, these guys that are at the top of the game give the recipes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get it if you wouldn't ask.
Yeah.
That's the point. You got to ask, guys. And look at our intro, for instance. Brucey, Buffer.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly right. That's 100% right.
But Morelli's very likable, man. And like you said, you don't have to quantify an age to the development or success. It can happen whenever you want. It's a choice, right?
Yeah, for sure. Guys, we'll go into more detail on Friday, so make sure you check out the wrap-up show. Next week, we've got Yuri Alkeem and another Arizona boy, Brett Contreras.
The glue guy, Yuri, both heavy hitters in the game, and we're excited to continue to, you know, we're now putting ourselves, you and I, Tristan, in scenarios to step our game up.
Yeah.
You know, the Giants.
Yeah, we'll keep bringing some great guests. We've got some unbelievable guest coming up. We've got Nihi Sobahian, former NFL guy, doing some great things in the athletic field and also entrepreneurial field.
Yep.
We've got Drew Manning, fit to fat to fit. He's got an amazing
crazy story.
Jill Miller, we just finished recording with, and I know you connected with so deeply. I could feel that resonating in the actual episode, which was fantastic.
Gut health, microbiome, vagus nerve. I dealt with a lot of pain when I was younger in those areas, and I didn't know going into that it was going to be the case, but that's why we do this thing.
Yeah, it's a mindset stuff with Jonathan Field. So we're going to be tackling a lot of issues between the body, mind, and soul. Mind, body. So
what does that song say? I got something for your mind, your body. It's in our song, baby.
Yeah, that's what we're bringing you guys. Yes, sir. We hope you enjoy the episodes. Please get in touch on social media. Johnny, you're at
Johnny Stofko, all socials, YouTube channel, Johnny Stofko. I would love for you to click that red subscribe button. Thank you, guys.
There you go. I'm Tristan Canoan, Cross My Ones. Get in touch. Tags and posts with your family and friends, and share the episodes. And please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps us grow, and we can touch more people and help them grow.
And we can't get better without feedback. So whatever you feel, maybe people you want to hear from, or how Tris and I could step our game up, hit us up, man. We're always open to it.
For sure, guys. So we'll check you on Friday, and we really hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you soon.
See you later, Tristan.
Peace.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.